In Arizona, the Democratic Party is crying foul over candidates who've evidently been recruited to run for public office. Here's the catch. The candidates were recruited to run on the Green Party line for various offices, and they were recruited by a Republican operative. These candidates are described in today's New York Times as drifters and homeless people who were urged to run by Steve May, who's a Republican candidate for the state legislature and who joins us now from Tempe. And the allegation here is that by getting candidates on the Green Party line, you can siphon a few votes away from a Democratic candidate. Is that true? Is that the purpose here?
Well, that's not the purpose, and it's really not the point either. The Democrat Party doesn't own those votes, and neither does the Republican Party. Those votes belong to the people who cast them. And anyone, whether they're homeless or not, and these people aren't homeless, by the way, but anyone is allowed to run for office if they meet the qualifications, and these folks do. The Democrat Party in Arizona has been using the judicial system to try to knock people off the ballot for years. And in this particular election, they did that to Grandpa Gosshorn in running for the House, and they did that to a Republican friend of mine who was also running for the State House. I had no intention of running for office this year. But I got together with my friends on Mill Avenue. We call ourselves Mill Rats because we hang out on Mill Avenue. That's where I live. That's where they live. And five of us decided to run for office. Four of them are Green and I'm a Republican.
And did you encourage them or help them become candidates on the Green Party line?
Well, they are Green. That's who they are. That's what they believe. We don't agree on a lot of things, although there are a lot of things in the Green Party platform that, frankly, aren't that extreme and are very reasonable and rational and encourage people to look into the Green Party platform.
But I gather the state Green Party in Arizona has disowned these candidates.
Well, the grand poobahs of the Green Party don't get to decide who's on the ballot. It's up to the people. And that's kind of the point, Robert, is I'm a post-partisan. You know, I affiliate with the Republican Party, but I don't obey them. I don't have to do what they want. They don't get to decide whether I run or not. I ran without their support. I ran on my own. As a write-in candidate, I got 1,173 votes, and I'm on the ballot. And it has nothing to do with parties. Mm. This is about power to the people.
I'm going to read now. I've read about this in the Arizona Republic as well, but now the story has gone national. I'm going to read the lead of Mark Lacey's story on the front page of today's New York Times. Benjamin Piercy, a candidate for statewide office in Arizona, lists his campaign office as a Starbucks. The small business he refers to in his campaign statement is him strumming his guitar on the street. The internal debate he's having in advance of his coming televised debate is whether he had to gel his hair into his trademark faux mohawk. Mr. Piercy, 20, is running for a seat on the Arizona Corporation Commission. Now, is that a serious run for office, or is that a prank or a dirty trick?
No. Benjamin is a wonderful young man whom I've known for about 3 years, and he doesn't have a faux mohawk. It's a real one. And I think that, you know, he will make a great impact in this community. He's a strong leader. He'll be a strong leader for the future. And if people need to get to know him, what's happening right now is his opposition is trying to tell people that he's not a legitimate candidate. That's a dirty trick. The dirty trick here is coming from the Democrat Party. These guys have a right to run. They're wonderful people. They're wonderful candidates. And I'm looking forward to allowing their campaigns to develop and helping them where I can so they can tell their story. They deserve a voice.
Well, if they're such great potential candidates, why don't you try to get them inside the tent of the Republican Party? Where you
because
belong?
They're not Republicans. They don't believe in the Republican Party. You should hear what they say to me about my beliefs. They're not Republicans.
Here's what Paul Eckstein, a lawyer who represents the Democrats, told the New York Times. I'm going to quote now. These are people, he's talking about your friends, these are people who are not serious and who were recruited as part of a cynical manipulation of the process. They don't know green from red.
Well, Paul has never met these people. And so it is inappropriate and frankly rude for him to make that statement about people he's never met. And that's the same thing I'd say to anybody in the state of Arizona, to all the voters. Get to know these people. Don't listen to the lies of the Democrat Party. What they're saying simply isn't true. Get to know these people. These are quality candidates. They have every right to be on the ballot. I'm proud of them for what they've done. The fact is, voters deserve a choice. And regular people deserve a voice. And if the Democrat Party doesn't like that, too bad. Welcome to democracy in America.
Well, Steve May, thanks a lot for talking with us about it.
Thank you. Hope to be back sometime after we all win.
Okay. Steve May, who is a Republican in Arizona, speaking to us from Tempe.